You are the only person on earth who can use your ability. This is Thought for Today. Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. You are the only person on earth who can use your ability. That's kind of an obvious statement. Most of us have no trouble with that. We recognize that we are the only person who can use our ability. And now the decision comes, what is our ability? What abilities do we have? Well, we say we can live. That's nice. What is your ability to live? Is your ability to live as a dynamic, healthy, hearty, fantastic person? Or is your ability to live as a limited person? Now, a lot of people say, I would never have the ability to live as a limited person. But you do. You do. Every time you say, I don't know, you're limited. Every time you say, I know that I know that I know, God in me is the answer, you're unlimited. Anytime you say that I am human, you're limited. And do people love to say, I am human? Boy, oh boy. They love to say that because that gives them the authority not to be divine. And we have no such authority. We give it to ourselves, but we are false givers. We have no right to give ourselves the authority to be human. And people love to give themselves the authority to be human. However, here at the Absolute Monastery, we have a criteria of being our divine self at all times. We don't succeed in it, but we're working on it. We're working on it every moment of our life. We're constantly saying, I know that I know that I know God in me is the answer. We're constantly saying, I am God, God I am. What a brazen thing to say, I am God, God I am. Well, really, what a brazen thing not to say that. If you are the son of the king and you say, I'm not the son of a king, that's a brazen thing to say, isn't it? If you are the son of the prime minister of Britain or wherever, and you say, I'm not the son of the prime minister, that's a brazen thing. And if you say, I am not with him, as some of the disciples said about Jesus, that they were not with him, what a brazen thing to say. What a brazen thing to say. 3 years he taught them, and then after 3 years, just because he got in some difficulty, which they sponsored and encouraged, they backed off from him. They ran away from him. The world's going to run away from us when we say we're God. That's for sure. Because they're going to say we're brazen. But is there any place in the entire universe that God is not? Is God not in the tiniest atom? And in its entirety, God is in the tiniest atom. And God is in each of us. Now, how many atoms do we have within us? My gracious sakes. We have so many atoms within us that if God is in each atom as he is, or it is, then we are God, profoundly God. Now, can we deny that? We go around trying, but our purpose is to be divine. Our purpose is to be God. Our purpose is to find out and remember who we are. We came to this earth not because we know who we are, but it's to remember who we are. We know, we have the feeling within us that we're something more than just human beings. Each one of us feel that we're number one. Each one of us feel we're fantastic. Each one of us feel we have talent to do anything we want to do. But we're afraid to try it because we might make a failure. We might make a mistake. We might fall on our face. Well, fall on your face. Go ahead. Because the more a child tries to walk, he falls on his face. Oh, my goodness, does he fall on his face. But he keeps walking. It doesn't bother him. He gets up, and if nobody's around, he's having a ball. If somebody's around, then he cries because he likes to get a little attention, you know. And that's all part of the game, too. But if the mother says, come on, you're doing fantastic. Oh, boo-hoo, boo-hoo, you know. And keeps walking him, and pretty soon, he's just a magic man. Just like the child learning how to ride a bike. Daddy holds on to the back of the bike, and the kid's riding along, and Daddy's running after the kid. Finally, the kid's going beyond Daddy's running ability, and he lets go of the bike seat, and the kid is looking way forward. Come on, Daddy, let's go. He looks around. Where are you, Daddy? You know, and Papa's not there, and he's riding fine. He said, well, I guess it's okay. And from that day on, he rides like a trooper, and his riding only improves. His riding only improves. His ability only improves. Each of us have that ability to be the divine that we're in, to be the divine that we are. And You're the only person on earth who can use your abilities. Now, what are your abilities? Is your ability one to love? Can you be an unconditional lover? Wow, would that be something, wouldn't it? To love everything in the world unconditionally. Well, that's what a divine being would do, you know, love everything unconditionally. And do you have the capacity to be a divine being? Well, you don't show it. Because you love your mommy and daddy more than you love somebody on the other side of the world you never heard of, you know? And that's not unconditional love. Start practicing it. Now, there's a lot of people who go around and attempt to be unconditionally loving, and they care about their neighbor, but they care about their neighbor in a negative way. Now, I am going over to the third world countries to help those people, to help those people, to help those people. Why? They're doing just fine. You might go over to the third world country to encourage those people to be themselves, to enjoy the divine that's within them, but not to help them. If you're going there to help them, they're saying, they are inferior to me. They are nothing at all. They are, and my goodness, we have been in the third world countries, and we have talked to these people who are nothing at all. They're brilliant. They're fantastic. They read well. They're learned people. Oh, they're people who don't, are not learned, and of course in this country there are people who are not learned too, but they're healthy. Oh my goodness, they're healthy. And they have ideas on diet, they have ideas on education, they have ideas on everything. They're magnificent. And we should go over there and encourage them to be even more magnificent. Not to say we're giving you something you haven't got, but we're just encouraging you to bring out what you already have. This is what Ellen and I in our lectures in these different countries do. We tell them how wonderful they are. We tell them that there's nothing that stands before them that they cannot look beyond and see how to accomplish it, see how to fulfill it. We went to, was at Nigeria, a university in Nigeria, and we were speaking to this group of young people that they just gathered together out of a dust storm, so to speak. And they sat there. There were about 50 people. They sat there. And they thought, who are these crazy people? Especially these crazy white people, you know, because everybody in their world was black. And that's beautiful. Now, and then we started telling them. We started saying to them, you know, everybody on earth has the same opportunity and potential to be just as wonderful as they are. And right now, you are magnificent. Right now, you're the master of your world, but you may not be taking charge of it. I mean, oftentimes when we don't take charge of it, we blame other people. But, and I went on and on, and Ellen went on and on. We told them all about their divine self, all about their reality. And they said, yes, I know. And we said to them, now say, I am God, God I am. And without hesitation, they said, I am God, God I am. And do you think that they don't have the same fearful, vengeful attitude of God that we have? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But also, they know a resurrected God. They know a resurrected reality, the divine within them. Now, do we know it as well? Well, I don't mean as do we know it also, but do we know it as well as they do? You see, the people we met were all quite glorious, and they had an innocence about them, an innocence of accepting the beautiful thoughts that we were giving them. And they were thinking that we should give them money, and we should give them books, and we should give them tapes, and we should give them everything under the sun. We said, no, we don't do that. We give you ideas on which to live and build. And our ideas are we don't have to take a lot of room to carry them. You know, they're right up here in our heads. They don't take any weight or baggage on the plane. But those are immortal. Those are wonderful. And the people gathered around us after each talk. Sometimes there were thousands of students. Sometimes there were just a few. After each talk. And you know, I went to the craziest country in the world to give my seminars in the beginning, Germany and Switzerland. And in Germany and Switzerland, Germany knows it all. They're brilliant beyond imagination, and they are good. They are very good. And they came to listen to me, and they did not doubt one word that I said. And they put it into motion, and all of their lives became even more beautiful. They were beautiful already, but they became even more beautiful. The German people that I spoke to, they listened through an interpreter and heard everything that I had to say and realized that they are God, that they are the creator of their world and so on. Now, they didn't say it out loud. They didn't have the courage to say it out loud. And they said, well, Sai Baba doesn't say such things. And I said, don't give me that garbage. I said, give me one of Sai Baba's books. He didn't write any. Well, give me a book somebody wrote about him. So they gave me a book somebody wrote about him. And I opened the book and I said, see, here it says. And there are many references that he is God, you are God. And one reference, he said, I am God. And you are God too. I know I'm God, but you don't know that you're God. You see, that's the only difference. Now, the great minds, the great thinkers, the great teachers of the world throughout all of history have said, man, know thyself. They have all said, go within and find the peace, the presence, the power, the joy that you are, and live it. You're the only person on earth who can use your ability. Now, go and use it and have fun. So, in Switzerland, we did the same thing. And here we have the richest people in the world. And what did they do? They paid handsomely for the seminars. They paid handsomely for the hotels and the motels and the ski lodges that we were in. I mean, they were expensive, that stuff. And they came again and again and again and again over the years. Over the years, they kept coming to all of my seminars. And all. They wanted this information about their being God because nobody else was saying it quite that way. And many were saying, you're good, positive thinking and all that sort of thing, but to come right out and say, you're the creator of your world in every aspect of it. Few had the courage to say that because you lose a lot of people when you do that. If Billy Graham were to say that, he would lose 99% of his audience, because 99% of his audience are there because he says, you're sinners and you're going to go to hell and this is the only way to go to heaven. And so he's offering them a way out. But Billy Graham isn't all that aspect. He has a lot of good in him that I'm saying he has good in him. My goodness sake, how gracious of me. But Billy Graham is a magnificent being because he's lifting a lot of people toward the light. Now, I shove them into the light. And if it weren't for Billy Graham and the many friends like he, the people wouldn't be lifted into the light. And we're thankful for that. But I'm going to shove you right into the light because that's where you belong. You are the only person on earth who can use your ability, and you know how to use it very well. And I bless you, and I bless you, and I love you as you use your ability and as you carry it out and fulfill your life in a wonderful way. So have a lovely day and know that my love is surrounding you at all times, filling you with the recognition, I am God, God I am. I love you, I love you, I love you.